stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Did you know?
Scary.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a lucky day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It depends who you are, I guess, you know?
Yeah, 13's a lucky number for me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's weird, but I'm weird.
So. No, I mean, many people, you know, like for Jews, the number 13 is good because it's bar mitzvah age, you know?
Oh, I don't know.
So it's a good sign, you know? But yeah, I don't know why people have made it like a negative day. Do you know anything about this?
I used to know this question, and I have no idea.
I forgot, though.
I forgot.
The memory goes with age, you know?
Yeah, memory goes with drinking, too. I think that's a lot of it.
Yeah, have you been drinking again?
I was out last night.
You were last? I was, yeah. And did you drink a lot?
I mean, Jax calls my name, and it's just there, and it's saying, drink me.
Okay.
And, yeah, especially when it's the honey Jax.
Yeah. So, are you all together this morning? I mean,
I'm good.
In one piece? And
I wasn't like the other day where I was like, drunk still, because that was funny. I'm good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. What's your usually, like, your limit as far as drinking, or do you have one?
Well, that depends on the night.
Yeah.
It depends who's around me. Come on.
Really? So you'll get, like, shit-faced too sometimes?
It happens. Yeah. Like, I think I was telling you on my birthday, it was absolutely ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And we were in the middle of the road, like, 4 a.m. in the street, playing with that app that I was telling you about, that iPhone app.
Yeah.
Where you can blow things up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. My neighbors love me, I tell you. Middle of the road, blowing shit up. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a kid.
Okay, that's good. So do you go out every night, pretty much?
No, you know, I really don't go out every night. Mm. I was staying in for so long, but recently I've had so much going on, so I just kind of, yeah.
It's cool. I mean, you know, when you're single and shit, you know, what else do you have to do?
Right.
You know, other than go out and party and have fun.
Exactly. And then when you're hungry and it's like, I keep food in the house, but then I don't cook it. So I just stare at it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, well, then I have to go out.
Yeah.
And now I'm out. And now I'm like, the bar's right here across the street. And then there's Jack. That's my
food. Is that what you drink?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Are you into beer too?
No, like not beer? At all. No, because I'm against gluten.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Wow, I forgot that.
Yeah, gluten-free. Mm-hmm. I drank so much beer, I think, in high school, too. Mm. You know, I was like queen of keg.
Yeah.
Queen of keg stands.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're not into it anymore?
No. Mm. No, okay. I've mellowed in my days.
All right. Sounds cool. Well, we have a very special guest in the studio. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him to us?
Sure. It's a really good friend of mine, a partner in crime, I guess, on our late night extends infomercials. We have Kevin Conway in the studio here.
Welcome, Kevin. I was just going to say that for those who don't know, you're the spokesperson for Extends, which
is a
product, and you guys can look it up.
Well, he does all the stuff now, so.
Really? Mm-hmm. So do you guys get on in front of the camera together?
We do.
That
was the first time I actually met Brigetta. We're on set filming one of the infomercials, and it's kind of funny. I don't know, Brigetta, you probably have better stories about the first time your friends and family start seeing you on an Extends commercial, you know?
Yeah.
I always tell people, like, so you drive race cars? I'm like, yeah, that's the cool part, but actually, I'm huge at 3 a.m., so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, literally.
In more ways than one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny, because, like, when I first did it, I went in as just to play a stupid model. I don't know if you know that. I went in just to play one of the dumb girls that don't say anything. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to one of the owners that was there. And I'm just being me, just retarded me. And he's like, you're really kind of funny. You know, you should read for this part. And so I did. And he's like,
really?
Oh, yeah. And that's how it happened. He's like, you're going to be so known from this. I'm like, nah, whatever. I'm not going to be. What are you talking about? And like, you know, now it's retarded. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Everybody
recognizes girl, you. Yeah.
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 You know what the funny thing is that everybody knew what it is except me. When she said I work for Extends, I'm like, what is it? Like hair extensions or something?
That's what, you know, and sure, it's a cover up. Mm-hmm. You know, you're on there late night ordering yeah. it. You know that.
They have the men's product. They have the women's product and
yeah.
the shot.
Yeah. Oh. Ask them not to take pictures. Oh. We don't take pictures in here. I'm sorry. So, okay. At any rate, so let's go back to the thing. So you started with Extends when?
I started with Extends back in 2009.
Really?
So it's this will be our fourth continuous season with Extends.
So wow, so exciting. It's been a while.
It has been a while, thanks to Extends.
Right.
Now,
okay.
But <Ba-dum-bum. laughs>
Made him lose his train of thought.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
He's like, man, I got to go down to Walgreens and buy some of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I saw it. Where was I? I was in Ralph's the other day. Ralph's grocery store had it. I was just sitting on the shelf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, what? So I was going in the tampon aisle.
Oh, really? So they sell it in the stores
right
now?
It's right there, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What
wow,
a place to
cool.
put it. We're going to have to work on that retail placement.
Well, because it's like, you know, the condoms are always with the tampons.
Mm-hmm.
And all, like, the other things. It's right there. I'm like, what? That's funny. Yeah.
What's even funnier, we were checking out back on, I live on the East Coast of North Carolina, and they have a grocery store chain, and they have, like, that little card thing that you swipe where you get a discount or whatever, your customer loyalty card. And they had it on special at the checkout counter. So I was like, you know, the husband that ran up to grab a gallon of milk is like, date night. I'm going to grab this. So.
Yeah.
So now, most importantly, though, you're a race car driver.
Yeah.
I do.
And tell us a little bit about that. How long have you been driving?
Man, I've been racing for 24 years now. So
really?
I got my first Honda three-wheeler when I was 3 years old and then began racing Pee Wee Motocross at the age of 6.
Are you serious? At 3 years old?
Three, I got my first three-wheeler. So tearing up the backyard, you know, my poor mom. She's just like, oh, gosh.
But, so you knew you liked wheels, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you certainly have some parental influence at three. I don't think you go, hey, I really want to start racing when you're three.
Right.
But, my parents were so bummed when I was a little kid that my first words out of my mouth weren't mom or dad. It was motorcycle.
Really?
They have it on video.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Motorcycle? Out of all the words.
Motorcycle. Yeah. You know, they're so bummed.
That's a hard word to say when you're a kid.
Yeah. I don't know. So it was
funny
to see.
Wow. That's some talent.
Yeah.
Man.
But so you were born in North Carolina?
I was actually born in Virginia.
Oh, I see.
And so definitely from the South. But
can't you tell?
But just kind of kept growing up and going through the different ranks, just like some kids go through Pee Wee baseball or Little League baseball and Pee Wee football.
Right.
For me, it was just always racing.
Really? And at what age did you guys move to North Carolina?
I was about 14 years old.
Oh, okay. So you had already grown and
pretty much.
Yeah. And so now both your parents moved with you and stuff?
They did. My family was involved in the NASCAR series.
Oh, I
from
see.
From a business
okay.
standpoint, my dad was Darrell Waltrip's manager for a long time. And so my family has been in the sport for a very long time.
I see. Okay.
Born
yeah.
into that.
So
yeah.
it's not like out of nowhere.
Right.
No, not at all. So.
Okay.
They were getting him ready at a young age. They're like, my son's going to be a driver.
Well,
yeah. That's why
sure
I could never figure out why my dad used to call me 401k. But,
oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
Well, I can see why. I mean, I've been reading on you. You've been making some cool money here. I mean, you know, driving and stuff. Although I understand you risk a lot and stuff, right? I mean, the sport is pretty dangerous, right? I mean, we just lost someone a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. It is. We lost Dan Weldon in Las Vegas. And that was in the IndyCar series. And, you know, our sport kind of went through a season there back in the early 2000s where a friend of mine, Adam Petty, lost his life at New Hampshire. Kenny Irwin and Blaze Alexander all got killed that same year. And then the following year, we lost Dale Earnhardt Sr. And due to those deaths, NASCAR really, really did a lot of work on being proactive in the safety features of our car. Mm-hmm. They introduced an entirely new race car last year. New style race car. It's much safer. Mm-hmm. The safer barriers where they actually have what they call a soft wall. It's not very soft. I've hit them a lot. They're not very soft. But they have a wall that goes, basically, it collapses a little bit and gives a little bit of give. And so that with the implementation of the new car, all the safety features in our seats and our personal safety equipment, our helmets, the head and neck restraints, all those things have made our sport to be safer than it's probably ever been. And, you know, we've been very fortunate not to lose anyone since Dale Earnhardt Sr. back in 2001.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's the NASCAR and then there's the Indy, right?
There is. So it's like, then there's the real sport too. I mean, NASCAR's a real sport, and that's my heart, and that's my passion.
I was like, uh-oh.
But there's also, yeah, that's my passion. that's my roots. Don't get me wrong, but something we're really excited about was getting back to kind of where I all got started in racing and stuff, and going back to my roots in motocross and starting a supercross team with Jeff Ward. So the supercross series is really cool. We've had a ton of fun with it, and it's neat to be on the team owner side of things. And my season starts next month, so I get to go back to being a driver. But right now, it's fun to kind of be like, hey, on your riders, hey, you need to do this.
You know?
It's fun to be an owner.
Yeah, it's fun to be on the opposite side, I guess, huh?
It is, and it's a cool way to kind of tie back into your roots. And Jeff Ward was one of the guys that, growing up, he was like my hero, you know?
Really?
So he was like one of my idols growing up. And now to be a business partner with him and a co-owner in this race team is really, really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. Now, what's motocross? Because I'm not really,
really
familiar with car races. Yeah, I don't know what the hell it is.
It's not a car.
Exactly. It's they're motorcycles.
Oh, motocross is motorcycles.
In the stadiums and stuff, like you see on TV. You can check it out live on Speed Channel.
I see.
Live
on
CBS. So.
Did you
the X Games stuff.
Yeah.
X Games stuff.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. See, I don't follow it that much, so I don't know. I'm trying to sound intelligent here.
You're so cute.
I tell you what, we're racing at Dodger Stadium next weekend. Maybe you have to come out and experience it.
Let's go.
Come out and check it out.
Okay, yeah.
Wow, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're here in town, right? Do you live somewhere else now?
I do live in North Carolina. But,
You still live there.
Yes, sir. I'm out.
I got him to come all the way from North Carolina just to be on our show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that so?
It was a long flight, but hey, when Bridgette asks you to do something,
you're there.
I know my role. I
do it. You show up.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't argue with her. So you were riding motorcycles when you were younger, right?
I did. I started out racing motocross and kind of coming up through those ranks, and then transitioned over into four wheels and started focusing more on the stock car side of things.
Wow.
Why did you decide to do that rather than sticking with motocross?
I wanted to have a career past 25.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Enough said.
No, you know, those guys pretty much, it takes motocross and supercross is such a physically demanding sport that if you're at the top of your game, you might be able to last into your early 30s, but that's about the extent of it.
Mm.
Whereas with, last year we won the NASCAR Sprint Cup Rookie of the Year Championship.
Woo-woo!
At 32, you wouldn't be able to do that in the motocross, supercross.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Wait, so how old is, because my favorite person with motocross is Travis Pastrana. How old is he?
Travis he's right around 30 now.
Okay.
But he's kind of pretty much retired. He's transitioning over into the NASCAR world. He's coming over to play with us.
I heard about that, and I wasn't sure.
That poor guy. I love that guy. He's like my hero, too.
Go Maryland. He's from Maryland, by the way. That's
not
He
what's that football team, the Black Crows you guys have?
Really? Really? You want to get you? He knows he's pressing the buttons right now.
They're not my favorite band. I'm not a big fan of their football team.
Gnarly. You are glad.
She takes it seriously.
I'm psycho when it comes to my football team. Really? Come on now. That claw comes out. Anyway. I'm sorry. Who's in the playoffs this weekend? We are. Thank you. Go Ravens. Anyway.
Oh, so they're in the playoffs now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we were saying that they clinched their division or something, right?
Well, it's the Pats are number one, and we're ranked number two.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. And we have to play the third seat, and then Pats are playing the fourth seat.
Oh,
so we'll
okay.
find out this weekend.
I guess we will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Super Bowl is when? On the second?
It's February 5th, I believe.
The
it's
5th.
In Indianapolis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was already invited to a party. I didn't even know when it was.
You got the important part down.
Yeah, exactly. The party.
And you'll know what happened on Sunday if I come in crying on Monday, or if I come in and I'm like really silly.
Yeah.
I'm really fun.
We're really
still
upset.
Drunk.
Stinking of booze. Yeah, yeah. Woo! It's a good night. Yeah. Otherwise, if I come in and I'm all cranky and you know we lost.
Yeah. Who are they playing?
We are playing the Texans.
The Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are they doing pretty well this season?
They're doing pretty well.
Yeah. Do you follow football, Kevin?
I try to, but I'll be honest, I've been so busy lately with other things. I haven't had a chance to even keep up, let alone have a Sunday to hang out and watch football.
That's true.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's, you know what it is? I'm worried about, like I said, the Pats. I can't stand them.
Yeah.
I really want them to lose, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Because they're a big rival, right?
Yeah,
that's
they're
why
huge
you don't
rival.
Like them.
Like I was saying, I really wish it would be Harbaugh versus Harbaugh. That would be like an amazing, amazing game. Mm. Just because I feel, which I don't think is going to happen either. I mean, because San Fran's awesome, but Green Bay is going to, you know, Green Bay is going to.
I can't say much. My team's been out of it. You know, we have a 10-week season. It rails out like a 14-week season. Carolina Panthers, we have a great quarterback, but we got a few gaps to fill in our team.
Yeah. I don't really watch hockey anymore, but when I used to watch hockey, it was all about the Hurricanes. I lived in Carolina for a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
That's right. You did, didn't you?
Yeah,
my
did.
PR guy's a big hockey guy. That's why he said,
hockey?
His ears just perked up. So,
yeah.
Wow.
He's a Can-American. So.
Are you Van City? What are you?
Well, you should get on the microphone.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
might as well.
The,
yeah.
Yeah.
Get on the microphone. Introduce him, please.
This is Adam Colburn. He handles all of our sponsor relations and all of my public relations activities. And this is the poor guy that gets stuck on the road with me about 300 days out of the year.
How is that?
It's a good life on the road. It's interesting.
I bet it is. You guys meet a lot of ladies.
Yeah.
That's why they're
blushing.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll
leave it at that.
Apparently something happened last night, so do tell, please.
Yeah. Well, they're mainly men, you know. They got into cars and race cars and everything.
But I like hearing the dirt. Tell me some dirt.
Yeah, tell us some dirt.
Yeah.
Some dirt. We ran Anaheim 1 on the dirt last week in Anaheim Stadium.
We got dirty
in Anaheim. We're going to get dirty at Dodgers Stadium next weekend. We're going to get dirty at Dodgers with Bruschetta. There you go.
Oh,
there's his title
there you
for
go.
You.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously
Dodger
have
dogs
to travel,
and all.
Right?
Oh.
Nothing better than a dirty Dodger dog.
Dirty dog. Oh, wow. Okay.
So anyway.
So you travel most of the year to different races?
We do. We have the longest season in all of professional sports. Our
really?
Season begins in February and continues through November. Almost every weekend for 36 weeks straight.
Wow.
Now with the new team with Jeff Ward Racing and DNA Energy, we're on the road basically. We started last weekend,
mm-hmm.
And that goes all the way through by the time we have the Supercross season, Motocross season, X Games, plus all the NASCAR stuff. We have 81 mm-hmm. events between January and December.
Wow.
So you're going to be doing the X Games stuff, right? Yay! Mm-hmm. I'm so excited because I used to go, I have friends in very high places, and I used to go all the time, and I would have like front row seats for all the X Games. I'm so excited, but now I can just get on the dirt, right?
Exactly.
Right?
We're going to be Jeff Ward Racing is going to have a large presence at X Games, and we're in the process of finalizing putting our sponsorship together right now to do the X Games Rally and some of the global Rally Cross of America events.
Nice.
So we're excited about that. So we need to
count me in. Yeah.
So we're in the process of working out all the details of that. So
awesome.
If I can work out my NASCAR schedule in that, hopefully we'll be able to go for it and have some fun in the X Games. My team owner and co-owner in Jeff Ward Racing, Jeff's got 3 X Games gold medals himself.
Wow.
So
really?
One X Games gold medal at 47. That's getting it done.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Holy shnikers. Yeah.
So now I was wondering about car racing and stuff like this. It's obviously mostly the driver that wins. But are the cars different in NASCAR? I mean, drastically different?
NASCAR does a really good job of policing it and keeping it as fair and equitable as they possibly can. But they, in our sport, unfortunately, it's become so competitive and the cars are so close together that it depends on the racetrack. But anymore, it really, really depends on the equipment you're driving.
Right.
You can take a great driver and put him in mediocre equipment and he's going to look like a mediocre driver.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a mediocre driver, put him in great equipment, he's going to look great.
Right.
So that's one of the challenges that we all face as athletes and as race car drivers, that you're only as good as your equipment. You're only as good as what you're driving. So that's frustrating.
You're only as good as your equipment. Exactly.
You can see where our mind is, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm just being dirty. He brings it out in me. So,
yeah,
you know,
well, that's
does.
Good.
I guess it's better than break. Never mind.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
But no, you're only as good as what you drive, right, Bruschetta?
No, copy that, mother.
And so that's one of the things that's really cool about Supercross and Motocross is you could literally put the best riders on a stock Kawasaki KX450F that you'd go buy at Temecula Power Sports or any dealer, and they could go win races. Whereas if you put, in our NASCAR world and stock car world, if you take the best driver and you put him in subpar equipment, he's not going to run very well. So the cool thing about motocross, supercross is equipment matters, but the best rider is still going to win.
Right.
There's a t-shirt
she's
for
still
you.
There
it
is
matters.
A t-shirt. No, but it's a great t-shirt. I'm just thinking because we always joke around, especially with Extend, you kind of have to. And there's been some funny shirts.
Oh, there's been some great shirts. We came out, our very first t-shirt we came out with that was a great seller was growing our fan base one member at a time. that was a lot of fun.
That's pretty fun.
We race hard and, you know, we're cocky and all that stuff. So we took every pun known to man that we could come up with and put it on a t-shirt just to kind of get the elephant out of the room. No pun intended there.
Pun intended. And, pun was intended.
To get back and focus on the product that, hey, it is a good product that actually works. And, you know, all the jokes aside, there's a lot more to it. So that was where we said, hey, let's go ahead and, you know, Carnegie says it best, when you lay an egg, hold it up for everybody to see. So it extends well.
So how did you get connected with Extends?
It's actually a funny story. It was through a cold call, and I got connected with one of the owners of the company, and I said, hey, we're gonna be in California, and would love to come, you know, meet with you and talk to you for a few minutes. And he's like, yeah, come on by. And all of a sudden, I looked at my partner, I'm like, crap, dude, we're in North Carolina, we gotta get plane tickets to go to California. Yeah. We were hoping he'd say, oh, in a couple of weeks we can get together. He's like, yeah, come by tomorrow. Like, oh, boy.
Yeah, like, so, I wasn't expecting that.
So we hopped on a plane, flew out, and had the t-shirts on, growing our fan base one member at a time, and went through some ideas. Our meeting lasted like 15 minutes. And
really?
He's like, yeah, he's like, cool, let's do this, let's try it and see if it works. And so we did a kind of a test with just a handful of races, and things progressed and worked well from there. And we started the NASCAR Nationwide Series, went into the Sprint Cup Series with them, and it's been a good program so far.
Yeah. Wow. And I mean, did it seem weird to you to be sponsored by a company like that? That's, you know,
I got to tell you,
weird jokes and stuff at first, I'm
sure.
Oh,
yeah. I never thought in a million years I'd be on national TV talking about size, performance, and pleasure.
Right.
The first few times you start saying that, it is a little awkward.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the first time you do a lot of things, it's a little awkward. And then you kind of get into this groove of it, and it's all good.
And then you make fun of yourself, and then it's all good. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to be on the commercials as well?
Yeah.
I've done the commercials. I've done several commercials with Bridgetta, and then we also did some commercials with Coach Jimmy Johnson, the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and Fox analyst. So we had a lot of fun with working with Jimmy, doing some of those commercials. And it's kind of cool because in our sport, in the NASCAR world, Jimmy Johnson is the only 5-time champion that we have that's won 5 consecutive championships.
Wow.
The only person that's won more is Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty. And so we have that Jimmy Johnson, and then we have the other Jimmy Johnson. So we had a good time with that, kind of playing off of the two Jimmys.
Yeah. So,
there's just so many one-liners coming through here right now.
Well, that's what we joked around.
That's
what we joked around with Jimmy Johnson. We were doing an interview once, and I said, you know, Jimmy's with Lowe's, and I said, Jimmy can sell you wood, but we can give you wood. But Jimmy's a great guy. Both Jimmys are great guys and a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah.
Well, I got to meet the NFL Jimmy. Because we did a commercial shoot with him, and it never aired, I don't think, but it was really fun. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Really great guy. I was actually very excited, because, you know me.
I think he actually got his wife in on the action on the Extends commercial. Yeah,
she was in. Yeah.
Now, so how long have they been your sponsor now?
This will be my fourth season with them. So,
fourth season, okay.
So it's
obviously working out for you guys.
It has. They've been a great partner for me, and they've got me where I am now. And just this year, we're really excited for 2012. We signed Rockwell Watches and DNA Energy. So DNA Energy will give us a little bit more oomph to make sure you can, you know, use the benefits of taking Extends on a daily basis.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now,
I'm just going to raise my hand for a minute. You say watches? Yeah, I want to watch.
Watches? Yeah, check
watch.
Them out. They're pretty sweet.
Really?
Yeah, go to rockwelltime.com and check them all out.
Wow, that's a big watch, man.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, go to rockwell.com. Check it out. You got to get me one. I'll rock it even more.
I know a guy.
You know a guy that knows a
that's,
guy.
That's a huge watch, though. I mean, would that fit?
I like big watches.
Oh, you
Have
do?
Have you noticed that I'm not girly?
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
Well, it depends.
Ooh, huh? Is this your watch?
Yeah. Oh, so it's a different kind of watch.
Oh, it is. Wow. Like, whoa. See, it would be kind of. Look.
Adam's is bigger than mine.
I mean, I wasn't asking about all that. But...
Dude, watches. Watches.
It's pretty dope.
You see what happened to you hanging around Extends for a while, man? You come up with the most original jokes.
Yeah, we're talking about, we're talking about watches. So
yeah, right.
Yeah. We're talking about watches right now. I don't know.
So you're saying so it's customary to have more than one sponsor for a driver?
Yeah, it is. We'll basically have any team on average will have about 24 to 25 different marketing partners.
Wow.
You'll have you're starting to see in our sport the business side of it's changed a lot with the current economic climate that we're all dealing with. So you're starting in you know a primary sponsor runs or your title sponsor where you see all the colors and graphics of the car be branded out kind of. You know, whether it's the Wonder Bread from Ricky Bobby or Old Spice from the Ricky Bobby movie. But you start to see a lot of these companies come in, and it's $15 to $20 million a year is kind of the average rate. And by the time a company spends that on the team and then activates it and integrates that across their other marketing and advertising channels, it's a big investment.
It is. It's very big.
So you're starting to see a lot more companies come in and split up that season to where they'll say, okay, we'll put up $5 million for 25% of the races and then activate around that. So they can still take that $10 or $20 million and kind of spread it out through the whole year instead of putting it just into the sponsorship side of things.
Right.
So you're starting to see three to four primary sponsors kind of rotate out on the car throughout the season. That's becoming very, very customary now. And then you have smaller sponsors with less signage. So you kind of think of the whole car as all of your real estate.
Right.
And, you know, as we know, location, location, location.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, that's cool. So how many cars do you have? Do you have just one car or do you have a couple?
No, you'll build each car for a particular style of racetrack.
Oh, really?
Back before they came out with the car that we're racing today in its current configuration, we would have very, very track-specific cars. Sometimes you'd build three or four cars just for one racetrack. Now, the cars are a little bit more universal, but we still have three or four basic configurations. You'll have your short track car for the smaller tracks, the real tight short tracks, your intermediate tracks, place like even Fontana here in California or some of the other places. You'll have your intermediate style tracks, and then you have your super speedways, which are the big tracks, the Daytonas, the Talladegas, and then you'll have your road course cars when we occasionally have to turn right. So it's a little bit of a different car for that. So that's why I do grass. I spent my whole life going in circles. So it's a lot of fun though. But so basically each team will have about 10 to 15 cars per driver.
Oh, that many?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of cars.
I know.
Wow.
The shops are crazy. I mean, the organizations now are, the race shops are anywhere from 350 to 400,000 square feet, 600 employees. I mean, they're huge, huge operations.
Wow, it is.
So where
it
do you store huge. All of them? I mean, is it all in Carolina?
Yeah, no, they're all in North Carolina. Okay. I mean, that's kind of the hub
for
what Hollywood is to the film industry is what in the entertainment industry it is for NASCAR. Yeah. It's the world center of racing pretty much right there in Charlotte. All the teams are within about a 20 or 30 mile radius, and all the drivers, we all live within.
We all live like 15 and a half an hour.
By water, I can be in probably 75% of all the drivers' houses in 15 minutes. We all live on Lake Norman, and by land, everybody can get to everybody's house by 30 or 45, so it makes for an interesting dynamic when you're on the road with these guys every single weekend and you live next to each other.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Let's take a phone call real quick. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling to say hello to my friend, Bridgetta.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Bridgetta, this is Antoine Jennings from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, hey. How are you?
I just wanted to say hello, and I'm listening to you guys all the way in Nashville.
Aw, well,
awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much. Do you have a question for Kevin Conway?
I don't. Okay. All I have to say is good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Yeah. It's about football. You heard the football talk, huh? That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Is your season still going there, or no? Or are they out?
The Green Bay.
Titans.
I'm not a Titans fan.
Oh, okay.
But my season is not still going because I'm a Lions fan.
Okay.
But my cousin plays for the Packers, so go Packers.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. They'll probably take it again this year.
They're probably gonna do it again. You're gonna rub it in my face like you did last time, and whatever.
Well, you know, I will tell you, I believe the Ravens are going to beat Houston, so.
I think we're going to beat that. I think that's going to be an easy game. It's just a matter of us versus, I mean, and then us versus the Pats. I think that's going to be an interesting game. That's going to be, we could, you know how we play. We have the shittiest weeks, and then we have the best weeks. And we always lose on the road.
I want you guys to know I appreciate this talk radio because it seems like this is going to be the only time I get to talk to my friend Brigetta because she never calls me anymore.
Well, there you go. You see, she's making herself available to you now.
Yeah, see, I'm here now.
So I have to call in to talk radio to say hello to her.
Oh, see, now you're going to be so guilty, and you know that, so I'll call you later.
All right. Good luck, guys. Thanks.
Thanks so much for calling in. Aw. Yeah, I've known him for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
So he gets friends all over the country.
Yeah,
too.
All over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but he heard the football talk, I'm sure, and that's why. Yeah, because his cousin, like I said, plays on the Packers in Green Bay. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, so how long, like how far are the races? How far do you have to drive? Like I know you have to do like 40 laps or something, right? How far is it?
The average race in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series is 500 miles to, or 500 laps. So it's there's no halftime, no timeout, and our sport requires two balls instead of one, so it's pretty cool. But we joke around about that. But yeah. But no, it's a great sport, and it's very equivalent to more of a triathlon or like a marathon.
Right.
It's kind of an endurance thing. In the summertime, the conditions inside the car can get up around 140 degrees.
Wow.
Insane.
Yeah. And you're pulling anywhere from 2 to 3 G's every 10-15 seconds for 3.5-4 hours. So it's really long. Then our longest race of the year is Memorial Day weekend every year. They have the Coca-Cola 600, which is a big tradition in our sport. It's kind of one of the crown jewel races for our sport, and it's 600 miles.
Wow.
Starts at 5:30 in the afternoon and goes until about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. It's a long, long race. It's a 4.5, almost a 5-hour race.
How do you pee?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
You sweat so much. I mean, anymore, everything has progressed. Back in the day, you would just hydrate as much as you can.
Pants.
And then, if you'd get an early caution period or there'd be an early accident or something before you really started sweating heavy, you were like, uh-oh, this isn't going to work. And you're strapped in, you can't do anything. So you have to just do what you got to do. But
so you pee your pants.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
What the hell?
Yeah,
so you're Kevin Pease's pants.
Yeah. Occasionally lick windows, whatever. But,
bus. No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, the short bus. But no, it's anymore.
Jesus, that's your new nickname. I'm putting it in my phone that way.
But anymore, your training regimen is such that you're with your glucose tablets and your sodium tablets and all that stuff. You're not really putting yourself in that position very often.
Right.
Yeah. So it is about endurance, huh? I mean, my God.
Yeah.
And how do you know you're even gonna win when you're driving for like 3 hours?
There's a lot of strategy.
Yeah.
It's like a chess match. It's 200 miles an hour. So it's so difficult to win. So when you see a driver like a Jimmy Johnson or even what Tony Stewart did this past year, where they get on these tears and they start winning a lot of races, it's so difficult to win because there's so many variables that are beyond your control.
Right.
There's a million mistakes the driver can make that can ruin your day. There's so many things your pit crew comes into play with your pit stops. Because you got to think, every 30, 50 laps, you're making pit stops. Mm. And so you have all those guys going over the wall, changing tires. You can mess up as a driver entering the pits. I mean, there's so many rules. That's what's cool about our sport. There's so many nuances to it that once people really start to understand it and follow it, you realize that it is kind of a chess match. And the move that you make very, very early on can greatly dictate the outcome.
Right. Later.
So with getting ready for a race and everything, I mean, these glucose tablets you take, like what else do you take to stay up? Because, I mean, I get that you're like the adrenaline's rushing, but I would get bored. Like, I'm ADD,
Turn on the stereo.
I'm going to be like, I'm going to drive off this course right now. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm going to smash shit up. Like, I don't know.
It's crazy as it may seem, or it may seem like it becomes monotonous going around and around.
Right.
Every single lap, if you're kind of on it, which everybody at that level is absolutely on it, you're pushing as hard as you can to where what you don't really see on TV is you're on the ragged edge of control to where you're constantly fighting the handling of your car and the way the tires, the grip level of the tire decreases as you go into a run. So you're constantly either going in the corner, turning the steering wheel, and the car does not want to turn. It slides the front tires and goes up to the wall.
Yeah.
Or it turns too well and the back end comes around and you're sliding through the corner. So every lap, you're on the edge of your seat, you're on that razor thin line, and you're just trying to maximize. You can't lose any time because it's like, if you're only a tenth of a second slower in 10 laps, you're going to be a second slower. So you have to really, really push continually. So it's as mentally exhausting as it is physically.
Yeah.
So
you see, that's the thing. You're totally focused. It's not like driving to Vegas where you get bored and stuff.
I know.
You know?
I'm just...
If he gets his eyes off the road for a second, it's over.
Right. And I get that. I guess I'm asking these... I know the answers to these questions, but I'm kind of asking them for the rest of America who are out there. And a lot of the women don't get it and they don't know. So I'm pretending I'm one of them. So don't treat me like I'm one of them. But these questions... emotions are. Oh,
hey,
wow.
we have the best fans in all of professional sports.
Taking
so,
myself in a hole. I'm just gonna shut up.
No, it's all good. You know what's cool? NASCAR. This is one stat that you may not know. They have the most gender-neutral sport of all of professional sports. We have almost as many female fans as we have male fans, which is astonishing. Mm. So
wow.
It's pretty cool. A lot. I don't know. I guess chicks dig dudes in fire suits and getting all sweaty.
Oh yeah, they like cars, that. Yeah. So. Yeah. Now what about women driving? Are there any?
Well, we Leilani, is she still doing it or
who?
What's her name? Okay, no, oh my God, that's so messed up.
Oh, there's
really.
There's
no,
that,
no, no, no.
Go
totally
Daddy,
kidding. Leilani, love
girl,
you.
Right?
But,
what's
her
name?
There's Danica Patrick.
Right.
Yeah. Danica has done a great job marketing herself, and everybody knows her from her GoDaddy commercials
right.
and
mm-hmm.
Those. They're pretty racy, you know. It's like, wow, yeah. Danica's like
mm-hmm.
emulating that she's naked. But hey, you know, whatever sells.
I mean,
so.
You're selling
it's,
sex
it's...
pills, penis pills. I can say penis.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, it's like, you know, that's racy too.
Sure. No, not... no, it is. I like to give Danica a hard time about that. But she's done actually a really good job. I think she surprised a lot of people in her transition to stock car racing. And mm-hmm. She's had some success on the IndyCar side. And she's certainly the most successful female driver in circle track racing that we've had in the last several decades. So
yeah.
It's pretty cool to see that. You've got Melanie Troxell and some other people in the drag racing side of things. Mm-hmm. But Danica has done a great job of marketing herself. And
yeah.
This year she's racing full-time in the NASCAR Nationwide Series and part-time in the Sprint Cup Series under the Tony Stewart banner. So it's going to be interesting to see how she does this year. But she's got the right people around her. She's in great equipment.
Mm-hmm.
She's got
mm-hmm.
great marketing partners behind her. So I think she'll certainly be successful.
Really? Yeah. Does she win sometimes? I mean,
not yet. You know, again, it gets back. Our sport's so freaking
yeah.
tough
yeah,
to win
I know.
At that level. That she came in last year on a partial schedule, and you really have to kind of race every single week and build mm-hmm. that continuity in order to be able to put yourself in a position to win races. So I think, you know, this year will really be the first chance she's had to be able to go out and put herself in position to be able to win a race.
Mm.
But she ran really, really good at Daytona last year, so you never know.
Yeah. So how when women first came into racing and whatnot, I mean, how did you guys feel?
You know, anytime you kind of, you don't recognize
yeah.
if it's a male or female in the car. It's just kind of, right. you know, if there's
be like, damn, that chick's good.
Yeah.
That chick's got balls.
Yeah, you might see some of the ads and be like, wow, she's hot. Like,
yeah.
she races,
yeah.
really?
Right, right.
Exactly.
But there's a few different race car drivers. Leilani's one of them, Munter,
yeah.
who we did some stuff with Extends.
Yeah.
And she's raced in the Indy Lights series and some other series there and some stock car series. But, Mary Ev Defoe, so, and she's been racing a little bit in the NASCAR Nationwide Series and another series as well. So they're starting to kind of pave the way for more and more women. But when they're on the racetrack, you don't know if it's
we have no idea, but
yeah,
you know so afterwards. So
yeah, afterwards, if a chick, you know, kicks your butt, you're kind of like, mm. And all I can kind of say is well played. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like good job. I mean, it's
nice.
We're all for it. And if you get beat, you get beat, dude. I mean, if you get beat, you need to step up your game.
Yeah.
So okay. Totally random, totally off the subject. What is the craziest thing a fan has done or said to you, or just name something?
Man, I'm trying to think the craziest thing. That, you know, fortunately, we have some really cool fans in NASCAR, and
mm-hmm.
nobody does anything too terribly crazy or stalkerish, but right.
It could be silly,
yeah.
sexy, anything.
Yeah,
come on, give us a story.
Probably some of the things that the stories that people have told me about their experiences using Extends and
mm-hmm.
wanting you to sign things and stuff that was just kind of like, wow, really, really. So it's just kind of it's a little shocking at the openness of some individuals. But
right.
but no.
At least you don't get pictures emailed to you because I do.
Yeah, see, I don't really get pictures. I did get like. Last year, I started getting my first prison letters. I'm sure you get those.
I get prison letters all the time.
Do
yes.
you?
So
yes,
I was
I
like,
do.
Wow.
Yes,
I was
I
like,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
We actually had the opportunity to go tour San Quentin when we were racing
yeah.
up in Sonoma. And I had an opportunity to go through there with some other drivers and some members of the media. And it was an unbelievable experience.
I'm
and
sure. Hmm. Yeah.
The crazy thing is we're out in the yard with these guys just hanging out, a lot of death row inmates and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
this guy comes up, he's like, hey, man, I'm like your biggest fan. Will you sign this? I'm like, don't stab me.
Don't shiv me.
Yeah. You know, because the guards are unarmed. You're sitting here with like
yeah, yeah.
100 death row guys, and there's like two guards. I'm like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You
know,
right, so right, right.
It was kind of gnarly. I'm sitting there like, what's up? Like, thanks for your
so
support. And then I'm like, I think that dude stole my Sharpie.
Yeah.
Seriously. Oops, I dropped the Sharpie. Will you pick it up for
exactly,
me?
Exactly, yeah. But no, so... Yeah,
all right,
no,
so...
No, Nothing too terribly crazy. No, not really.
Okay, because I used to work for, back in the day, I worked for Race Girl Racing, and I saw our driver. I mean, I was in the pit a lot, and I saw what our driver went through, and it was pretty funny. Yeah. I mean, they had their trailer, and we're in the pits, and I mean, there were women coming in every other hour. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Really? Damn. Like,
there's a line outside the door.
I mean, yeah. And it would be like, sometimes it was, they're in there 15 minutes, and sometimes it's an hour. And but it's funny, like, the slew of women that would just come through, and the girls would do anything to be like, I slept with the race car driver, I got the pit, you know, whatever. What stays in the trailer happens, or happens in the trailer stays in the trailer.
Yeah, up until recently, I dated the same girl for like 3 years, so I wish I had some great rock star stories, but I'm kind of, when we're there,
well,
racing,
you will, yeah, now that you're single.
We're so focused on everything, it's kind of a dork at the racetrack. I wish I had something cool to say, but we're there to do a job and be focused.
Yeah, exactly.
To race, you know. So. He's trying to be professional, and I'm trying to not be professional right now.
Some guys go there to party. We go there to race.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went there to, ship it out. Yeah. I haven't been to any of your races, though.
I know. What's up with that? We've known each other for years, and you haven't been to one yet.
I know.
We'll have to change that.
We will.
Dodger Stadium next weekend.
Yeah. I'll definitely do that. I absolutely
will. Nothing's better than a Dodger dog with a little dirt on it, right?
Yeah. So how many people are on your team? Did you say like...
Well, in the total organization that supports us is about 600. But
600
that go to the racetrack every single weekend. You've got about 12 guys that go to the racetrack every weekend. Uh-huh. Then you have 7 guys going over the wall, changing the tires.
In the pit,
Or
in the...
So that's a big team. I can see why you need a lot of sponsors. I mean, this gets pretty expensive.
Yeah,
the cars are expensive.
It's about 15 to 20 million per car. So, but as far as the annual operations budget of that one car,
you go through so many tires as well, right? So
you do. Payroll and tires is like our biggest expense. And
I hope you're buying them from my dad.
Yeah,
just saying.
Yeah, we get those Goodyear Eagles, and
there you go.
You know, you get what you pay for. I mean, they're definitely they're expensive, but you get what you pay for. But we only have one tire supplier, so we don't have a choice to go through like different, you know, multiple brands or anything. Goodyear.
Can't you go through Goodyear? You can't go through them directly.
Yeah, you do. I mean, they're at the racetrack, but they have a deal with NASCAR because they invest so much money in developing the tires, and they do tire tests throughout the year, changing tire to the compound and the construction of the tire based on different surface changes over the years as tracks weather, the grip level changes, and all that. So they have a huge, huge, huge investment in the research and development side to develop our tires.
So basically, with the tires, it's not like per team. It's not like you get tires from – NASCAR supplies all the tires for you, and they're in one big warehouse, and you guys just take them? Well, or it's like you are separate?
No, Goodyear actually does that.
Okay.
But they're the exclusive tire supplier to NASCAR.
Right.
Wow. We buy all of our tires from NASCAR. They're right around $1,500 a set. They're
Got
good
it.
For
okay.
about, depends on the racetrack, but
That's
they're good for 20 to 30 laps, and they're $1,500
That's
a set.
That's about it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll spend $35,000 per race just on tires.
Just on tires. Wow.
That's crazy. And I ask this because, Sam, you don't know, but my dad is Monroe Muffler and Mr. Tire.
Oh, really?
I grew up in the tire industry, yeah. So.
I must say, Brigetta's dad's one of the most fashionable men I've ever met.
Really?
Pretty fashionable, yeah. Yeah.
You'll have to bring him in sometimes.
Well, he's in Maryland, but we were in Vegas for the SEMA show, which is one of the world's largest car shows in the world, and it was a blast, and he met my dad there at one of the parties. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So now, I just wanted to get back to Extends real quick. So, I mean, Brigitte said that it works, you know. What do you think? I mean, you're a man and stuff. You probably used it, you know, because you're endorsing it and everything. You've probably met men that use it. Does it really work?
Yeah, no, it really does.
It does.
That's the funny
thing. So what
thing
does it do? I mean,
it's a vascular dilator, basically, in some ways. And so you're basically...
So it works like the Viagras of the world and things like
kind
that?
Kind of.
Like it keeps the blood inside, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's going to increase... It's going to increase
pushing more blood flow to that area, that certain part of the male body.
So it's it definitely does increase blood flow. It'll increase your heart rate a little bit and get that blood pumping, and it's actually got a lot of stuff in it that's good for you, and it's made right here in America. Everybody thinks it's some crazy thing like made in China. I'm like, no, it's actually a good quality product made right here in America.
Wow.
Yohimbe bean is like the main ingredient or whatever in it.
I see.
Yohimbe bean.
Yohimbe.
Yohimbe.
Okay.
Yohimbe.
Which actually Yohimbe is what they use to treat erectile dysfunction before they came out with Viagra and things like that. And then once they came out with the Viagras and the Cialis of the world, that became a deregulated product and was an over-the-counter product at that point, which is one of the main ingredients in Extend.
Really? And it's a natural thing? Or
it is. It's all natural.
Yeah. And there's also a women's side now. It's which helps swim. And then there's the drink. There's an energy drink.
There's the drink. There's there's also the shot. And the shot's pretty good.
Forgot about that.
Wow.
I've never done that, but I figured the drink.
You can mix it with a DNA energy and vodka and call it a stiffy.
Exactly. Yeah. So what is the DNA energy drink? Tell me what that's like. What does it taste like? It's new. What?
The DNA energy drink is they're a new sponsor for us on the Supercross side, and then also they're one of my personal sponsors on the NASCAR side.
Okay.
So they're a newer company.
Raspberry? What?
They have a sugar-free cran raspberry that actually just won best tasting energy drink at this huge beverage international beverage.
Why didn't you
conference.
Bring me any today?
And I will definitely make sure you're stocked up on it, other than that other crap that you sometimes drink. But
OMG. Oh wow. Well, see, they sponsor me.
That
so.
Black and green stuff sucks. So
wrong.
We're all about
I love Monster though. I love Monster. I do. I love the
you
Java.
Can't make a Monster without DNA.
Okay, so. There you go. Fine. But there's Java Monster and there's Coffee Monster and there's, I'm gonna make it sound so hot.
Anyway. But it only tastes good when it's chilled.
Yeah. A lot of one-liners.
So anyway, but no.
Yeah,
we
could do this all day.
Thanks to Extends. It's a cool company that they have. They wanted to develop an energy drink that you could actually drink with lunch, because a lot of these you taste them and it's very much of an acquired taste.
Right.
Does it make you jittery though? Is it natural? Does it have a lot of like vitamin B12 and all that in
it? Yep, okay. It does. And they have a citrus flavor, which is what I like the best. It kind of tastes like a Orange Crush.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. They have a really good citrus flavor. Then they have the lemon lime. They have the cran raspberry.
And
they're sugar free. They also have shred sticks that are like a.
Shreds.
It's like a. Whoa.
Lowered himself in the chair.
He just fell on the chair. Like it just went.
That kind of shocked me right there. I was like, what's happening here? But.
Did you press anything? Or
yeah,
just...
my foot.
Oh, okay. He's getting jittery right now.
I'm like, I can't
He's
have.
So excited.
I can't have I chairs dropping.
Clearly you've had one before you came here.
Yeah, a few too many DNAs. But they also have the shred sticks, which is like a premium high-end beef stick. They have all different flavors of that.
Beef stick?
Yeah,
they have a beef really stick.
Yeah. They also have a premium beef jerky. Yeah.
That's so weird. So they're an energy drink and beef jerky. How does that go together? How does that make? You don't get
until
that.
You try it, don't knock it. You know.
So do you dip it and stick it? I'm sorry.
Your mind is in the gutter today.
But if they're new to the LA market, DNA Energy, so if you get a chance, go out to some of the 7-Eleven, Circle K, try it, and feel free to go to dnaenergydrink.com
and check them out.
And they're very, very big all through the state of Florida, so they're publicly traded, and they're a great partner for us, and they're a lot of fun, and we'll make sure we get you guys plenty of shred sticks and beef jerky and some DNA Energy.
Do they have some vegan ones? Vegetarian sticks? No. By the way, I'm a vegetarian now, so I don't eat meat anymore.
Okay, so you can't have the beef jerky.
Don't make a comment on that. Please don't. All right. I would love some DNA. You know what? Actually, my roommates would absolutely love the beef sticks.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, no, they're good. Yeah. It's I never thought that would go together. You're eating some beef jerky and pounding down an energy drink.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense to me.
You get your protein,
cool.
You get your energy, so it's all good.
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like every line you guys say can be.
Because we just entangled. Anyway. Yeah.
I know. We're even talking about DNA and stuff, you know.
Oh, God. I didn't think about that. Well, you said you made a comment earlier, but yeah. Wow. Thanks, Sam. See? Now you're joining in.
Beef stick and DNA. Yeah.
We're trying to elevate this conversation back to a good level.
Beef stick, DNA, Extends.
All right. Well, Jeff Conway, race car driver.
Jeff Conway.
Kevin Conway. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
I apologize.
You're looking at a shirt that says Jeff Ward. That's what you're thinking.
No, that's not. It's because I'm thinking of Jeff Conway because it's the only Conway I knew until today. So
I don't even know who that Conway
Jeff
is.
Jeff Conway, you know, the guy that was on Celebrity Rehab. He was on Taxi.
Oh.
He was in Greece.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And he died recently.
Did he really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He did die. He was with my agency.
That's not me. I didn't die. But
No.
But
Kevin Conway, of course, race car driver. Extend spokesperson. And where can people find out more about you? Do you have a website?
On Twitter.
We do, yeah. You can go to facebook.com/KevinConway. That stays updated very frequently, as well as my Twitter, which is @thekevinconway.com. Or just @thekevinconway, sorry. And those are the kind of the two best places that stay updated the most frequently and have all of our latest happenings and what's going on in the world of Kevin Conway.
Where you're
going
to be and whatnot.
Sounds good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a lot of fun. You guys have a great show. This is pretty cool.
Thank you. And many more winnings to you, of course. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, Brigetta.
Thank you. Have an awesome weekend.
Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday. That's right.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll see you all on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.